What's up, everyone? Good evening and welcome. I hope you all got programs. I'm not going to, yes, Gigi has the programs in the back if you need them. So this piece originated just about a year ago, just short of a year ago. I was having lunch at a kiddush after a bar bat mitzvah, I don't remember which, at Temple Sinai. And it was not long after the Parsha Vayera, which is next week's portion, was done. And Temple Sinai at the time was planning a celebration, a triple celebration. It was a 40th anniversary of the congregation, and it was the 25th anniversary of Rabbi Jim Glazer being at the temple, and it was the 20th anniversary of the building, all in 1 year. So the Temple Sinai planned a great big celebration, and it happened last Shavuot. And so I was thinking, well, I'll write a piece for that. And I happened to be sitting at a table with Rabbi Glazer. And I said, say, you know, what's your favorite portion? Or, you know, what do you think would be an appropriate portion for this? And he mentioned this particular verse. He said, you know, this is a verse that relates to hospitality. It's a nice verse to talk about, to celebrate a congregation. So I started working on it. And the first thing I noticed was that the trup itself could be taken as a melody. And I think that's been done before. I'm not familiar with other pieces, but I have heard of other people doing similar things. So I took the trup itself, which those of you who were here for Mincha heard Judy chant, and she chanted it according to the trup that I learned when I was a kid, which is the one that I use for this purpose. Slightly different from how we do it at Temple Sinai, slightly different from how you do it at OZ. I grew up in Buffalo, and that's how we did it at Temple Beth El. So that's the form of the trup that we're using. But you'll recognize it if you recognize Torah trups. It's pretty recognizable. And I realized that could be turned into a melody. And as I continued to work on the piece, I realized this entire piece was becoming a commentary, not only on the first verse of Parshat Vayera, it was also turning into a commentary on liberal Judaism in general. Because it was taking an original verse from the Torah in Hebrew, using traditional melodies. And then what was happening to that was it was being added on to by more and more modern sensibilities. So what you'll hear when you hear the piece is it will start off with Judy again chanting the verse from the Torah using the trup. And then it will turn into rhythmic music. You know, when you're chanting a Torah from the Torah scroll, it's not really very rhythmic. The first thing that'll happen is Rabbi David and Judy will be singing a duet, and suddenly it will become 3/4 time. It'll become musical, and David will be singing a harmony. And the next thing that'll happen is two more singers will come in, and it'll start sounding what I intend to mean to be a little Renaissance-like. Not really, but close enough. It'll sound a little Renaissance-like. And then the whole choir will come in, still singing Hebrew, still based on that original trup, but the melody actually is weaving among the various parts. So if you listen, you'll still hear it. You can find it at any given moment, but you won't find it in any one part. It's woven among the parts. Then what will happen is there will be a little Baroque-like section, you know, we're kind of advancing a little bit in time. And then the instruments will come in. And at that point, Toto, we're not in Orthodox Judaism anymore. Because when you bring in instruments, certainly when you bring in instruments, if it were done on a Shabbat or a holiday, it certainly wouldn't be Orthodox Judaism. And I realize Orthodox certainly use instruments when it's not Shabbat. But it brings it in, and you'll hear it sounds like a string trio, you know, accompanied by piano. By the way, there is an intangible prize offered. The prize is just your own satisfaction. For those of you who detect the moment, I challenged the choir with this in our last rehearsal, and nobody got it. You know, but if you hear the moment when in the instrumental section, you'll hear Chad, our violinist. I'll even tell you which part it's in. You know, all of a sudden he'll switch into Haftorah trup for a phrase. So it'll be, you know, Pashta ma pachta keif katon, mercha tibcha munach et machta. It'll be there, so listen for it. If you hear that, you can feel a great sense of satisfaction. And then, after that, we're still grounded in the text. We're going to change it into English. So we're going to do the vernacular, you know, our vernacular here. So then the choir will be coming in singing a pretty close, almost exact translation of the verse. The only change in the translation was I said who it was that Adonai appeared to. You know, the original was Adonai appeared to him, while I said Adonai appeared to Abraham. So they'll sing that in English. Then we will switch over to Midrash. There will be a short adagio section. Then Mark Leopold will be, who's the chazan at Temple Sinai, will be singing the Midrashic connection, you know, a little explanation that this is about hospitality. And then it's going to turn into a much more modern kind of, you know, foot stomping kind of piece. And you'll hear what happens in that, and Bess will be our soloist for that. So when Bess starts, you'll hear, oh, wait a minute, that doesn't sound medieval or Renaissance-y at all. It sounds pretty modern. Little hint of gospel in there, you know, won't be subtle. And then, once that gets going, and the choir kind of joins in a call and response fashion, the altos over there will take it into their heads to go back and sing the original trump melody. Actually, that will have been introduced by the instrumentalists the time before, so you'll hear that come in as well. So the altos will suddenly start singing, back in Hebrew, the original trump melody, slightly modified so it fits. And that'll be going on at the same time as the other stuff is happening. And at that moment, you have a statement of what liberal Judaism is all about, because all these things are happening simultaneously. You have grounded in the text. You have the actual text sung according to trump. You have instruments. You have English going on. You have a midrash going on, all at the same time. And then a couple other little things happen you can discover yourself, and then it's over. So that's the piece. I hope you enjoy it.